Sheldon is filming himself in the living room.
Hello. I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper, and welcome to the premiere episode of Sheldon Cooper Presents Fun with Flags. Over the next 52 weeks, you and I are going to explore the dynamic world of vexillology.
Hang on, Dr. C. What's vexillology?
Vexillology is the study of flags.
Cool. I think I just learned something.
Did you have fun doing it?
I'll say.
Fun and information are two sides to this video podcast, not unlike the only two-sided state flag, Oregon. Oh, look. Well, hello, Mr. Beaver. In future episodes, we'll answer some burning questions. What's the only non-rectangular flag? What animal appears most often on flags? What animal appears second most often on flags? And more.
Sweet!
Why are you waving a white flag?
I'm surrendering to fun.
Now, today's episode of Fun with Flags is not fun. But it is important. Flags. You gotta know how to hold them. You gotta know how to fold them. Let's start by identifying the parts of our flag. This edge is the hoist. And
excuse
it's
me.
Used to
Sorry.
Carry...
Excuse me.
Wait, did you not see we are rolling?
Well, I'm sorry, I'm having dinner with Penny. I have to get out of here.
And I have flag knowledge that I have to get out of here.
You okay?
No, I'm a little rattled. But like the flag over Fort Sumter, I'm still here. And take two. Hello. I'm Dr. Sheldon Cooper. And welcome to the premiere episode of Sheldon Cooper Presents Fun with Flags. Over the next 52 weeks, you and I are going to explore the dynamic world of vexillology.
Hang on, Dr. Cooper. What's vexillology?
Vexillology is... Why is there a face on that flag?
It's Ferdinand T. Flag. I thought he might help bring in some younger viewers.
Confound it. You're right. It's brilliant. Let's take it from the top.
Dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Hey!
The Big Bang Theory.
That was a really nice dinner. Glad you asked me out again.
Me too. I missed you.
You see me all the time. You sure you just don't miss the sex?
Well, yeah, sex with you is pretty great. Have you ever tried it?
I have. You are not wrong. I just think if we're gonna try dating again, we should take things slow.
Oh, I can take it slow. Did I ever tell you about my first girlfriend in high school, Karen Burbrick? To this day, she doesn't know we were going out. Made it easier on her when I broke things off.
Okay, well, maybe not that slow.
How about this? Are you familiar with the typical development for computer software?
Yeah, just for fun, let's say I'm not.
Before an application is released, they give it a trial run. We could do that. And if we hit a rough spot, instead of getting mad and say, hey, we found a bug, and we report it so it can be fixed.
You mean like a beta test?
But technically, this would be an alpha test. A beta test requires people that weren't involved in the development of the
application. Seriously, do I not get credit for knowing beta tests?
No, you should. Absolutely. That was me being pedantic. And that's our first bug. You reported it. I can fix that. See, this is good.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Great. You keep a list, I'll keep a list. At some point, we'll exchange.
Okay. Good night, Leonard.
Night.
She kisses him, then goes into her apartment.
Attaboy, Hofstetter. Nothing gets the ladies hotter than software development analogies. Hey, I'm back.
Cut! Take 47. Here's an interesting fact about flags.
I will dig that action.
The flags of Liechtenstein and Haiti were identical by coincidence, a fact that wasn't discovered until they competed against each other at the 1936 Olympics. And thankfully, their embarrassment was overshadowed by the rise of fascism.
Let's see the new phone.
I stopped on the way to work. Do you want to peel the plastic off with me?
Really, me? It's like the best part.
Grab a collar. Well, what's your hurry, cowboy? Savor the moment.
They're each consumed with ecstasy as they pull off the thin plastic protective cover.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of cowboys, do you know what country has not one, but two cows on its flag? The tiny landlocked nation of Andorra. Oh, the next classic episode of Sheldon Cooper Presents Fun with Flags is writing itself.
Oh, let me try the voice recognition.
Hey, I let you peel the plastic. Don't get greedy. Hello?
Hello.
What's your name?
My name is Siri.
Look at that. There's finally a woman in your life you can talk to.
Are you single?
I don't have a marital status, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah, you're right. That's too personal. We hardly know each other. How about a cup of coffee?
I found 6 coffee shops. 3 of them are fairly close to you.
I will see you gentlemen later.
He walks out smugly.
She is gonna break his heart.
For someone who has a machine that can travel anywhere in time and space, Doctor Who sure does have a thing for modern day London.
Careful, it's that kind of sass that can get a person uninvited to this year's WhoCon.
We're not counting this as a date, are we?
I'm not sure, but I think the right answer here is no.
Bug report. When a guy asked me to spend time with him, maybe he planned something a little more interesting than hanging out at home watching TV.
Even Doctor Who.
Even Doctor Who.
All right, that's it. WhoCon, you're out.
Okay. Bug report taken. Next time, I will have a better plan for our evening's activity.
Well, thank you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, here. Almost forgot. Here.
What's this?
My bug report to you.
She unfolds a large piece of paper.
Well, it's quite a list you got there.
It's color-coded. Oh. Red means fix right away. Yellow is, whenever you get a chance. And green is, I could probably learn to live with it. There's a key down here at the bottom. It's neat, huh?
Yep.
So, have a good night.
Yep.
Look at that. Someday we will tell future generations that dating used to be hard.
What's baffling me is what you could have possibly put on the list. Hair too golden? Laugh too musical? World too much a better place for her mere presence in it?
How about constantly talks with food in her mouth?
Her heart's full of love. No one cares what's in her mouth.
So, Siri, what's happening? How are you?
I am well.
What are you doing right now?
What am I doing? I'm talking with you.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. It's nice to be appreciated.
I bet it is. Why don't women like me?
Let me check on that. How about a web search for why don't women like me?
No need. Worried on that.
Siri, do you have a last name?
My name is Siri.
Oh, what name? Like Cher, Madonna, Adele. All the women who rock me. My name is Rajesh, but you can call me Raj.
Would you like me to call you Raj?
I'd like you to call me Sexy.
From now on, I'll call you Sexy, okay?
Okay!
Siri, I'm in the mood for gelato.
I found 10 restaurants whose reviews mention gelato. 7 of them are fairly close to you.
Thank you, darling.
You're most certainly welcome, Sexy.
Well done, Dr. Kuthrapali.
I'm sorry?
You've taken a great evolutionary leap by abandoning human interaction and allowing yourself to romantically bond with a soulless machine. Kudos.
I haven't bonded with it.
Oh, no, of course. I understand. You're afraid the world isn't ready for your taboo love. Your secret's safe with me. It's just a phone.
Sheldon winks.
Cooper?
Kripke?
Heads up. Professor Wattman urinated in the particle physics web again, so we're gonna move up his retirement party. Friday, 5 o'clock, pot walk.
Thanks, Barry.
Siri, remind me Friday morning to make my famous popovers.
All right, I'll remind you.
You got Siri, huh? Voice recognition on that thing is terrible. Look. Siri, can you recommend a West one?
I'm sorry, Bowie. I don't understand recommend a West a want.
Listen to me, not West want, West want.
I don't know what you mean by not West a want. West a want.
See? Total crap. You suck, Siri.
Hey, don't talk to her like that. She's a lady.
Well, that waity took high-res pictures of my junk last night for Quagswist. Waiter!
It's open.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah, hang on. Let me just finish this chapter.
Well, can you finish it later?
No, I can't. Reading books is a big part of my life now because, you know, we'd have more fun things to talk about if I read more.
Great, good, great. What are you reading?
2 weeks to Rock Hard Abs.
They kind of spoil the ending right in the name of that, don't they? All right. Look, just remember how this works. We don't get mad about these things. Speaking of which, I've addressed your bug report on my date planning. Got a really fun evening for you. It's kind of a surprise.
All right. Terrific. Well, let me just go find a pair of shoes that aren't so tall. We wouldn't want you to feel like you were out for a walk with your mommy.
Thank you.
Oh, here's my list for you. Right there.
He reads through her points.
All right, fair enough. I certainly can be quieter when we kiss. Thought it was an expression of passion, but if it's coming across as juicy and weird, who wants that? I'm sorry, can you be more specific on how my eyebrows are stupid? Nah, never mind, it's right here.
Good timing, dinner's almost ready.
Great.
Smells amazing in here.
Yeah, what are we eating?
An exotic little treat. I was just talking to Siri about Peking duck, and she said she knew about 4 Chinese grocers, 2 of which are fairly close to me. Her spontaneity is contagious.
Who's Siri? Is he dating somebody new?
Yes, his phone.
Is that cute or creepy?
Uh-huh.
Can I pour you some wine? I think you'll enjoy it. The traditional choice at Peking duck is a Sauvignon Blanc, but Siri suggested an off-dry Riesling. I wasn't sure, but I didn't want to have an argument with her in the middle of Trader Joe's. Now, what should we put Siri in for dinner? Leopard? Sparkles? Or, to paraphrase Coco Chanel, you can never go wrong with a little black case. Siri, play some smooth jazz.
Playing smooth jazz.
Oh my God, Kenny G! This woman can read me like a book. Can't believe I bought my soulmate at Glendale Galleria.
I don't know if I want to stay.
Leonard has taken Penny to a firing range.
How did you even get this idea?
I called your dad. I asked him what things you liked to do when you were a kid. This seemed easier than getting a cow out here so you could tip it.
Okay, you're kind of really great.
You mean for a person whose neck massages feel like an eagle is trying to carry you to its nest?
Okay, bug report. I just complimented you. You should take it and shut up.
Right. Sorry.
Then stop apologizing all the time.
Right. Sorry.
All right. Let's shoot stuff. You want me to show you what to do?
I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto. I think I know how to handle a gat.
Oh, you are cute when you get all gangsta.
She kisses him, and he shoots himself in the foot.
So I've got a gunshot wound. That's pretty badass.
No, you've got a Reebok with a gunshot wound and an ouchie on your pinky toe.
Hello, they gave me a Band-Aid. Hospitals do not issue Band-Aids unless it is medically necessary. That is the law.
Well, thank you for a really cool evening.
Thank you for hiding my Star Wars socks at the emergency room. Is it a good time to evaluate the beta test and see where we stand?
Things are looking good.
Are we still taking things slow? Because a gunshot wound today, last week I slammed my thumb in the kitchen drawer. We don't know how much time I have.
Good night, you.
He beams happily, but then walks into the apartment to find Sheldon wearing lederhosen and Amy dressed as a pretzel.
Guten Tag, das YouTube. Ich bin ein Bavarian.
Und ich bin eine Pretzel.
Und this is Sheldon Cooper presents Fun
mit Flags.
Leonard just walks out again.
First door on the left.
Thank you.
Armed with roses, Raj enters the office of Siri.
Steve, I found 6 vacuum cleaner repair shops in your area. 4 are fairly close to you. Hello, sexy. What can I help you with?
The tall redhead's words send panic surging through his veins.
If you'd like to make love to me, just tell me. Sorry, I don't understand.
It's a dream and Raj wakes up.